I would like for women to understand that polygyny is necessary, especially if you are serving the Most High. We can't do it all with only the help of our husband. Our husbands have to work. Some of you also work along with your husband. However, we have a duty to not sacrifice our children to the beast system of Babylon. If you are not the one home raising your children, the government will do this. They do this by providing free schooling, daycare, after-school programs, and television. They introduce the doctrines of this world to our children, and the doctrine they teach is anti-Yahushua. No matter how much you teach your children at home, you are up against the peer pressures of fitting in, worldly friends, and other people who don't fear Yah having an influential presence with your children. The only way to avoid the beast system is to have other Yah-fearing people in your circle. However, even when Yah-fearing people come together, we each have our own families and the help can only extend so far. This is why polygyny is necessary. Polygyny creates a support system within your own household 24 hours a day. If you want to avoid sacrificing your children to the beast system, one mother can homeschool, while another can work if necessary. Another wife could be in charge of the household duties, while another could help run a family business, and the list goes on. The more wives involved, the more support your family has from within. If women could get past the petty things of polygyny, and focus on the big picture, you'll see how much polygyny is necessary to serve Yah and teach our children to walk after His laws and commandments. If you try to do it alone in monogamy, I know the fears you have. You feel guilty that you don't know if your children are being exposed to unclean foods at school, friends' houses, daycare, or with the babysitter. Even grandparents and blood relatives are suspected if they are not serving the Most High. You also feel guilt for all the doctrine your children are exposed to every time you have to leave them with the television as their babysitter. You do this because you have no choice, and TV keeps them occupied so you can shower, get work done, make dinner, or get a 30-minute break. Your husband is working hard, and you feel guilty asking him for more help, so you try to do as much as you can alone until you burn out. You burn out and start lashing out at your husband because you feel so overwhelmed. Because you're so overwhelmed, you become relaxed about your fears of what your children are watching and being exposed to, and suddenly you find that the ways of this world are indoctrinated into your children, even though it wasn't taught to them by you. This is what can happen when you try to do it all with just you and your husband alone. At some point, you will need the world's support system to help you. Imagine if you had another woman who serves the Most High living in your home with the same goals and desires as you. A woman who wants to serve the Most High with her whole heart and teach her children the same. You can feel more peace when she is alone with your children. You can trust she understands what mono and diglycerides are and what L-cysteine means, and that she diligently checks labels before feeding things to your family, because she keeps the dietary law. You know she will turn off the TV when she hears anti-Elohim words such as magic or Easter. There's a higher chance she won't be worldly and introduce worldly music and conversation into your home. This is the support we need from each other. Polygyny with a worldly woman is not the same. If she has no zeal for God, she will be no different than leading your children with the world. You will not trust her help and support. You will have fear when you leave your children alone with her. She will not understand why you care about some of the things you do and not understand your diligence in protecting your children from the world. You will be at odds because you are both representing kingdoms that are at enmity with each other. The kingdom of Satan has no agreement with the kingdom of Yah. Polygyny with a woman walking after the laws, statutes, and commandments of Yah with a sincere heart is what will build our nation. If you think you can do it alone, you are risking sacrificing your children to the beast system. If you think monogamy is the answer, you will find yourself at the mercy of the world seeking their help in moments of need. When you get sick, and your husband has to work, your children will be left to someone of this world. Even if it's the grandparents, they are likely to expose your children to sin and cause them to break Yah's laws through their ignorance. The world today is becoming more anti-God, and we have to come out of her to not partake of her sins. The cry of the Most High is, "Come out of her, my people." We have to be in this world but not of it. How can we do this if we are depending on this world to survive? How can we have our children at their mercy in their systems? We have to homeschool, learn how to grow foods, learn how to sew and adjust our clothing and make home-cooked meals to avoid unclean ingredients from fast foods. However, most of us are so busy and tired, even though we know we need to do these things, we have no time to do them. Therefore, we risk our children's lives by exposing them to the world we are supposed to come out of. Polygyny is our only answer. We need to build a network. We need to pray for our masters to meet righteous wives. Single Yah-fearing women need to cling to a polygynous man. If you don't know where to look, I can help you and other married sisters in the truth can help you if you ask. If you're a woman seeking a woman for your master, why don't we come together and start a network so we can help each other build our families and nation? Let's build each other up, not tear each other down. Our men are surrounded by women of this world who have no issues with clinging to a married man. Meanwhile, the Yah-fearing women are harder to find and do not understand that they need polygyny. Because of this, your masters will bring home worldly women whom they will try to change, and this scenario often backfires. This is why we women need to help our men find righteous wives. This is why righteous women need to reach out to polygynous men and let them know they are seeking a covering. We can build our nation by being fruitful and multiplying. Then when we multiply, we need to raise the children diligently, walking after the ways of the Most High. We can't serve Yah and Mammon. We can't follow the doctrines of this world. We can't sacrifice our children to idols. You say you'd never do that, however, you don't know whether or not they had your child sitting under a Christmas tree singing carols next to Santa while in daycare or at school. You don't know if the school party was serving bacon pizza. You don't know if the movie watched in daycare exposed your children to magic. You also can't trust the fact that they will honor your request to not expose these things to your children because they have no fear of Yah. Do you understand how important this is? Our children need us home raising them. We need to support each other to do this. If you have a Yah-fearing master, he is probably working just as hard to provide. We can't build a nation in monogamy up against Babylon. To my single women, stop holding back and seek diligently by reaching out to polygynous men. The worldly women do this, so why aren't you? The worldly women are snares and traps to Yah-fearing men, however, a righteous woman builds a household. Married sisters, help your master find a wife. Understand it's needed and invite her to meet your Lord. I'm open to introducing any woman to my master and you should feel the same. It starts by reaching out. For women who want to talk about this more deeply, please email me at flowerbloom3030@gmail.com.